Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to talk to someone on the inside and who'd been doing the work for lived equality. And so there's been a couple of decisions at the Supreme Court, or I should say one decision at the Supreme Court, and then also a refusal to hear a case at the Supreme Court that affects LGBT folks here in the country and certainly in North Carolina as well. So I wanted to just check in with you and kind of talk first about the first case that the Supreme Court did hear. It was a case involving an adoption, and it wasn't the result I think that you all were looking for, but it didn't exactly shut the door for folks who are queer that want to adopt children. Do you want to explain?
Sure thing. Yeah. So the case was called Fulton versus City of Philadelphia, and it was ostensibly about a Catholic adoption agency or a foster care agency out of Philadelphia that that decided that it wanted to refuse to place children with gay and lesbian couples. And so the case has been going on for a few years now. Essentially, the service refusal there basically violated Philadelphia's non-discrimination ordinance, which protects people from discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. So the foster care agency was essentially trying to seek an exemption from that that policy. The decision that came down from the Supreme Court was extremely narrow. It basically said that in this one case, the discrimination is allowed, but it was ostensibly, or it was, you know, basically because of all of the facts of the case itself. There was some strange sort of a policy in Philadelphia's non-discrimination ordinance that allows for exemptions. And so the court ruled that because it allowed for exemptions at all, they needed to grant the exemption in this case. So it doesn't impact, you know, other non-discrimination policies, which exists at the state level in 20 states and in, you know, 300 other cities, including 7 or 8 here in North Carolina, including here in Asheville. Mm-hmm. So it's tricky because, the people on the other side here were, you know, definitely seeking a really broad exemption. They basically wanted a ruling that said anyone can cite their religious beliefs to discriminate against LGBT people, and the court did not deliver that decision. So if you read the headlines, it felt like a big loss for LGBT people, but it actually was really narrow and doesn't impact too much as bad as it is for, you know, the parents who were impacted in Philadelphia and are seeking to foster children. It was not the kind of a colossal setback that opponents of LGBT equality had really hoped for.
Yeah, and I think and with the introduction to Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, and certainly Justice Kavanaugh as well during the Trump administration, LGBT opponents really have been hoping for and kind of like, thinking that they were going to easily get these kinds of decisions through. So that was a pretty big setback for opponents.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it follows up on the Bostic decision from June 2020, where the court ruled 6-3. So, you know, it doesn't really matter how Amy Coney Barrett would have ruled in that. We still would have had a 5-4 majority, even if she ruled the other way, that that discrimination in employment settings is prohibited under federal law. And we've seen the impact of that decision sort of, you know, emanate to other areas of life. Well, the Biden administration has interpreted the Bostic decision to also protect LGBT people in schools and in housing and in a lot of areas where discrimination based on sex is already prohibited under right. federal law. So it's definitely been, I think, a big impactful few years for LGBT people at the Supreme Court. And as much as I think folks had worried about the court mm-hmm. with this case. We didn't see, the big kind of doomsday scenarios play out like right. folks had thought.
Yeah, and then the non-decision this week also was quite a big win for LGBT folks too, right?
Yeah, sure thing. So on Monday, court ruled the court ruled that they didn't need to hear a case out of the concerns trans students are seeking a quality school. So the Gavin Grimm case, it's been going through the courts for almost 6 years now. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it concerns a trans kid who was prohibited from using the restroom at school, and he and the ACLU sued. And it's just been going through the court process for so long that he's not even in high school anymore.
right.
And, he's a super brave kid. And the court essentially said that the lower court ruling, which said that the school was not allowed to prohibit trans students from using the restroom, had to remain in place. So that decision from the Fourth Circuit, which impacts, Carolinas, is essentially the law of the land right now. So a few different circuits across the country have determined that way. And so even though this decision from the Supreme Court was not a full and final decision on the matter, it does imply that the court, doesn't have a problem with the circuit court rulings that are in favor of trans equality.
Right. And that's a good thing right now, considering the number of states trying to pass these anti-trans bills all over the country, including North Carolina, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A bunch of states have tried to prohibit, trans students from using participating in school sports, and we think that is a clear violation of Title IX, which is what the court, basically ruled on Monday. Title IX is a federal law that prohibits discrimination based on sex. And so people often think of Title IX as like the sports law, but it actually impacts education in a broad range of areas, from just respecting students to making sure there's equality between the sexes at school. And so I think we're pretty, confident that these discriminatory sports bills that passed in actually 7 states this year, we think that they will be quickly struck down by the court system as well. And so as good of news as optimistic as we are there, we also know that it was a really tough session for trans youth to hear the mm-hmm. identities debated again and again, including here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so we're hopeful that, through a series of court rulings and also a continued education about what it means to be trans, that the students can feel affirmed and know that, despite these bad headlines, there's a huge community here who are supportive and just want them to thrive.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful way to end the month, the Pride Month of June, that started, with Stonewall riots back in the 60s, and a lot of trans activists back then that made that happen. And so hopefully trans folks around the country are feeling celebrated this month.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an exciting month. I feel like I've never seen so many rainbow flags, trans flags, and all the flags. It feels like with the combination of folks getting vaccinated and being able to gather again, and Pride Month and the beautiful weather, everyone's in seemingly good spirits, and that's important. I think a lot of that energy and sort of push for LGBT equality is going to be important for the future. And I'm glad to see folks really coming out and being vocal this month.
Yeah, and we should remind our listeners that LGBT folks in this country still do not have protected rights to just live. And that is what is working itself through Washington, D.C. right now, a bill to grant that equality. And unfortunately, I think there's a lot of politics going on, and I'm not sure that that's moving forward. And we can talk about that another time, Adam. But I do want to give you an opportunity to let us know what the Campaign for Southern Equality is working on as well, and what y'all have going on right now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the biggest thing, it's fun to be talking today because it's Give Out Day. And Give Out Day is basically a national day of giving for LGBT causes. And so, you know, if folks are on social media or have subscribed to people's email list, I'm sure they're getting hit a lot today with a bunch of stories about how inspiring some LGBT organizing is, you know, here in North Carolina and across the South and across the country. If you're able to, you know, chip in a few bucks to the Campaign for Southern Equality or to, you know, the LGBT group that is close to your heart, you can do that at giveoutday.org and take a look at all the great organizations. And close out Pride by celebrating and contributing to a cause you care about.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And again, if folks do want to contribute directly to you, your website?
Yeah, it's southernequality.org. And the donate page is southernequality.org/donate.
Great. Adam, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And thank you so much for joining us as well.
No, thank you, Katie.